Cody Rhodes, you have carried this company on your back for a soul-crushing 2 years, and you're right around the corner, and they hand you the cover of the WWE 2K video game. Congratulations, by the way. It's on sale pretty soon, I'm sure. And right when you're about to cross the finish line and finish your story... Oh, wait! What's that in the distance? It's a much bigger superstar that hasn't been around in a very long time, coming to take it all away from you.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
And welcome to this emergency Squared Circle podcast. I'm Alex, joined by my co-hosts Christina and Brad.
Hi.
And we have a lot to talk about, a lot of depressing news in regards to injuries and other booking catastrophes and other legal things too. So there's just been so much to talk about, even from, I don't know, when was our last show? About a month ago?
Where did it all go wrong?
so many crazy things.
So many things went wrong.
Well, what the hell just happened?
I don't even know.
Like, honestly, like, what the hell?
Yep.
All of this happened at once.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, it's been a tumultuous...
Over the span of, like, what, 5 days, 6 days?
Everything went from, like, great to just shit.
Okay. let's not be overly dramatic. Nothing is ever great in WWE. But anyway.
Okay. Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone. That's the end of our show.
Yeah, yeah. we're gone. Bye. I'm walking out.
So let's start at the beginning. The first big thing that had happened since our last episode was Seth Rollins got injured.
Yes.
In his match with Jinder Mahal.
Yes.
And what that meant for what WrestleMania could end up. At that point, all we knew was that Seth hurt, and that we didn't know the severity necessarily.
At that point, we were still in dream world.
Well, and the thing is that he's so injury prone in Mania season, right? Like, he always gets injured right before Mania.
And it's always his knee.
So that was a very potentially very scary situation.
Oh,
was he going to give up the title? Like, what was going to happen? Where does that leave Punk? And, like, all the build-up that they were doing.
The good news is, though, like, I mean, it looks like Rollins is going to be at WrestleMania.
Yes.
Because an MCL tear and a meniscus tear are not as bad as an ACL tear.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what I think Cora Jade has. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And Cora Jade got hurt.
Yeah, Cora Jade's knee is...
Forget Seth.
That's exactly it.
Cora Jade? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So Cora Jade has an ACL tear, which is pretty severe. She's going to be out forever.
And is that the same thing that Charlotte has as well?
Yeah.
Charlotte has an ACL tear as well.
That's the other thing.
All these big injuries, we've forgotten about Charlotte. We forgot about Cora Jade. There's a bunch of knee injuries going on in NXT right now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody, I don't remember her name, but she just had a double hip surgery. She's like 20 years old.
Yeah.
Double hip surgery. It's crazy what's going on right now with injuries.
What the hell are they doing, man?
I don't know. And everyone says AEW is not safe. Okay. Anyways.
Although I swear, I don't know if you guys have seen Charlotte's rehabbing videos.
Yeah.
I swear to God, she's going to be back like next week. She's going to Mania.
Yeah, she's
the stuff that she's doing already is insane.
She's a machine. She doesn't want to miss time off. Like, she just came back. She was off for like a year.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, she got married and then like didn't work for like, what, 8 months or something. Came back
and got injured.
It was crazy.
And then got hurt.
So yikes.
Oh my God, man. And then, so yeah, Seth hurts his knee. The whole match with Punk up in the air. We don't know what's happening.
Yeah, don't know what's happening, but still very well in the realm of possibility based on what kind of injury it turned out he had. And also he cut a promo saying that he's going to be at Mania and he's defending the title. So he seems pretty convinced that he's good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
just some rehab and physical therapy and stuff.
Yeah. So just like a scary bump in the road, but nothing that really jeopardized anything. We're still a go for Mania with Seth. Great.
Yes. But as a backup plan, they started this Drew McIntyre CM Punk feud just in case. So that there was some sort of a backup plan just in case something went wrong with Seth. Punk has
Which
an opponent.
Would have been amazing.
No problem.
And Gunther too had a
Gunther
with Seth too.
Right. So there were a couple possibilities.
We all knew where Gunther was going anyway, but we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So
from one disaster to the next.
So after Seth gets hurt,
was it? Yeah, it was.
The day before.
Right before the Royal Rumble.
It was the Friday. It was Friday.
There was this crazy, like, I don't even know how much, we can't really even talk about it. It's so crazy.
I think that'll
go beyond the rating of this show, but this crazy Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar, like, tangentially involved, like, nothing.
I don't know, man. Like
I don't
he
know.
He was requesting, like videos of her doing, well, peeing. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah,
the whole
weird.
Thing's
like,
weird.
But not only like, that, though, named. It's like, he wasn't named, probably because of fear of safety, because he could legitimately hurt somebody. But also, it was kind of, like, implied that part of his, like, deal of, like, yeah, I'll come back, but I want this and this.
Was
like,
also,
that's gross.
Like, yeah, like, you're literally pimping her out.
Right.
Get Brock back to sign back.
Right. It's
like, that's
disgusting.
It's completely messed up. Yeah.
So, this all comes out the day before WrestleMania. The day before SummerSlam. No, my God, what pay-per-view?
Where are we?
Are we going to go through all four? You might as well just throw Survivor Series in there, too.
I know. It's because I'm so mad that I can't keep track of what's going on anymore.
Actually, can we just talk about Survivor Series and how great we all felt in that moment?
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was the last good time.
Yeah.
And, that was
and
the last
now,
time I felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the last time I felt good about WWE, to be
so
honest.
There's been so many comments about potential matches for the next big pay-per-views because of this whole shambles that we're in now that I don't even, I can't even keep track. But the Friday before Royal Rumble, yay, I got it, this all comes out. Mm-hmm. So this
Vince
is
McMahon
a PR,
is a dirty old man.
This is a PR disaster for them, right? Yeah. Because Slim Jim pulled their advertising.
Well, not even that.
And
they
then,
just got...
Well,
They
did,
just
and
got
then
The Rock on
back.
The board of directors.
They just got The
they
Rock
got
on
that
board of directors.
The Netflix deal.
They got that $5 billion Netflix deal.
Yep. So, like, all these great things where it's like, wow, that's awesome. We can finally get rid of our cable subscription. Because
how cool,
we already
how cool is it
going to
be to watch wrestling on Netflix, by the way?
Listen, as Canadians, this is, like, the greatest
thing
ever. The
best thing ever. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're one-stop shop. We get Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and all the pay-per-views, and legacy content.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, is our Netflix subscription cost going to go up? Absolutely, but it's still going to be
cheaper
than also having cable, plus the subscription to the network. So
it's
a win-win for us, for sure. So
yeah,
all
like
these,
the network alone right now, if you have
like
the network
$15.
On cable, it's like $15 or $16, whatever, a month, and that's basically like your Netflix
subscription.
That's on
top of your cable package.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Because you have to have a cable package in order to subscribe to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which cable ain't cheap.
No.
No. So all these great things, you know, everyone's like, wow, like TKO is doing all these amazing things. They got The Rock, blah, blah, blah. Rock made an appearance on, was it SmackDown?
Raw.
Recently as well. Oh, it was
Where he
Raw,
made
okay.
the head of the table thing?
Yes. So
he
comes out ahead
Raw.
Of the table. They start teasing this. So I say, oh, no.
He and Alex were thrilled.
And everyone else is like, don't worry about it. It's not going to ruin Cody's stuff, blah, blah, blah. Okie dokie. Fine. Then the Vince stuff comes out. Well, now we've got trouble. Because now, how do you cover that up?
It's a PR nightmare for the company.
Yeah. How do you cover that up, right? You don't.
Well, they fired Vince.
Everybody was talking about it. Well, Vince
resigned. He resigned.
in court.
But I'm sure there was a conversation that said 100%. that went like, hey man, you're fucking weird. Get out of here.
Yeah. Well, plus the fact that there's probably a lot more heads that are going to roll. Like whoever was left of his like group of people are all going to be gone.
Yeah, like I feel like Bruce Pritchard.
If I'm Bruce Pritchard, I'm looking for a new job.
Well, even Ronda Rousey tweeted saying, like, even when Vince was gone last time, Bruce Pritchard was still there, so Vince never left.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see kind of the wrestler's perspective on it, the ones that aren't in the company right now, because they're vocally able to say whatever they want to say, right?
Yeah.
So Slim Jim says, we're not advertising. Vince resigns. They say, okay, fine, we'll advertise again. Okay. That's fair. They're trying to cover it up. No one's allowed to talk about it. Triple H brushes it off during the Royal
Rumble. Yeah, let's talk about that. Scrum. Because I think Cody handled that way better than Hunter did.
Oh, 100%.
If I'm being completely honest. The way Triple H just kind of brushed it off and said he wanted to focus on the positives. Dude, your father-in-law just got busted doing some insanely creepy, gross shit. You need to say something.
I think the difference with that is that if Cody says something, he's just saying it as a low-level employee of a company. He doesn't represent the company. Triple H, I think, on the other hand, anything he says, I mean, this is at the end of the day, this is a legal matter. It's not just like some rumor thing like the Kylie Rae AEW thing with Tony Khan. This is like if Triple H says something and there's like legal proceedings.
That's true.
To be honest,
I'm sure there's
I'm glad he didn't say anything. Just don't even say anything. Don't say anything that's going to shoot the company in the foot. Just say there's stuff happening. All right, let's talk about something else. Like, this isn't the place.
So that's fine. But why didn't they start off the press conference by saying, listen, we know that some stuff came out yesterday. We're not going to be addressing it. We only want to talk about the Rumble. And cut it before the questions.
Like they have something to hide.
Well, you know? It does and it doesn't, because they could say this is a legal proceeding in order for us to ensure that we're not impeding on that. Oh, we're not going to talk about it.
They could have just said right off the bat, we're not talking about it.
And then that way they don't have to. Then that way they're not asking Cody. They're not asking Nia Jax. They're not asking Natalya, right? Because all of those people were asked in different ways. Sure. What was going on, right? Because they want that information. But if you start it by saying, this is a legal matter, we're not talking about it, then that doesn't leave yourself vulnerable to questions. Then you don't, then it doesn't matter how they handled it, because they're not allowed to ask the question in the first place.
You make a good point, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. But because that didn't happen, I'm glad he just didn't say anything. And I know people are crying about it, and Dave Meltzer has been going on rants and meltdowns about how Triple H needs to go and how he's this terrible person. I mean, I'm sure lines all fed to him by Tony Khan. But
the amount of AEW marks, and like, I don't want to make it sound like this is a tribalistic AEW WWE thing, but these guys that are sitting here wanting people to go headhunting for Triple H because he's booking a better show or whatever. Like, it's just so silly. Like, you want to threaten this guy's job over something that, for all we know, he probably might not have even known about. If there's NDAs involved with Vince and these women, right?
Mm-hmm. I didn't see a lot of tribalism against Triple H, to be honest.
Twitter is accessible.
I really didn't. Oh, I don't. I purposely don't go to X or whatever. I won't go on that because I know what it's like. So I just base all of my my wrestling information is on Facebook.
I wasn't trying to make it about AEW versus WWE, but the way people are framing it to just go after him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really think that's necessary, because for all we know, like, you know, he voted Vince off the board of directors.
Right.
He didn't want him around.
Right.
So, I don't know. Like,
I
tells
feel
you all
like,
you need to know, I think.
I feel like there's been enough rumors over the years that he
Someone
must have
known,
that something was going on, but not necessarily the extent of what was going on. right? Because there was reports for years about stuff, and like, and other people like Maria Kanellis has started to say stuff now.
But she just kind of does that for relevancy.
The thing that the thing with her, though, it's like I honestly couldn't care less what she says, because at the end of the day, she also re-signed a deal with them six years ago to come back,
right,
and is crying now because it didn't work out the way she thought. So like,
that's exactly it.
Someone like her, it's like she just has a vendetta.
Ashley Massaro that like claimed she was raped?
Yeah.
Right?
Something like that.
Oh, I thought that it was in the company, but because her last tweet said like, hopefully there's justice for those that are no longer with us.
Yeah.
So I don't know who she's talking about.
I think it was they did like a tribute to the troops and there was an incident, and I guess like WWE did like an investigation and found like, to their knowledge, that nothing happened.
So
and she always said that it did. So I don't know.
I got to do a quick interruption here. Did we all see the clip of Drew McIntyre doing the It's Clobbering Time thing?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Last night.
Drew content that I'm not aware of?
Yeah.
Drew did the Clobbering Time thing.
He did.
Oh my God.
He did. He's the ultimate troll.
Oh my God. So Drew versus Punk is going to slap so hard at SummerSlam, I swear to God. But hey, okay, listen, let's get off Vince.
Yeah, let's
move hang on. Okay. So the only thing that we have to add to that is that because of what happened, Brock was no longer in the Rumble.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
They pulled him out, which we knew that they were going to, because there's no way they could put him in the Rumble based on what had just transpired. There's no way. So he was automatically out. Vince quits the company, whatever. So now that leads us into Rumble Day.
Mm. Okay, let's talk about the Rumbles, the two matches. So the day it all ended. Women's Royal Rumble match. What'd you say?
The day it all ended.
Wait, we're not there yet. We're still at the beginning of the show.
So the women's Rumble match was great. There was a couple of highlights. First of all, Jordynne Grace from TNA was in the match, and she had a good showing in the match as well. That was awesome. It was awesome because, when Mickey was in the Rumble a couple years ago representing Impact, so it was Impact at the time, and she was the champion, she came out with the title as well, but everyone felt like it was kind of an apology for Mark Carano sending all of her stuff in the garbage bag, right? So...
All
of that stuff happened. So it was kind of like, okay, it's Mickey, whatever. Now Jordynne Grace has never been in WWE. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, I don't think she was ever in TNA or anything like that. And she comes out as the champion and she does awesome. She's got some good...
She lasted to the final four, didn't she?
No, she was eliminated.
She was in there pretty long.
She was in there for like 20 minutes, I think.
Yeah, she was in there like 18 to 20 minutes. She had some good like stuff with like Natalia, with Bianca, some other powerhouse women. So that was awesome. Totally great.
Jade Cargill debuted.
Which
was awesome.
Now that's my girl. I absolutely love her. And she's also very nice in person too. Because I got to meet her last year on the Jericho cruise. Her debut was huge because
it was awesome.
Everyone was waiting to see if she was even going to ever debut, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you said on the last show, or maybe just in private conversations, that she will never debut.
Right.
Who, me?
I'd like to point...
I did.
No, Christina.
Yeah.
Jade will never debut. I'm pretty sure those were the words that you said.
Well, because I thought that she was going to come out during Survivor Series, right?
And then she debuted, kicked Nia Jax in the face. Eliminated her. It was awesome.
Did you see how she picked her up, one arm, did a flex safely.
Oh, here we go.
And then proceeded.
Oh, here
take
we
notes,
go.
Take yeah, notes, Bianca go. Belair. So, she had a great showing. Now, I've seen rumblings online of people complaining, people saying that she's not remembering stuff that she's learning. Whatever. I thought she looked great. I thought she had a great debut. Yeah.
Jade looked awesome.
She got a great reaction from the crowd. She looked awesome. It was wonderful. I could never complain about that at all. I think she's a workhorse, and she's getting the training that she needs. So totally fine with that. Another highlight was Chelsea Green, even though I hate her. She was
Chelsea
very funny.
Chelsea Green!
She was hilarious. Like, I
She's always
enjoyed
funny.
Her in the match because she kept getting hurt, like, bumped into and, like, falling down and stuff. It was funny.
It's killing
her
you to say that,
perfect.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's killing you to say it, isn't
and
it?
And she's beautiful.
It is.
I just like to throw that
out. She is beautiful. She's a gorgeous woman.
But no, her character is perfect. And not only, see, the thing that I like too is that with her character work, that's been amazing, but she's also a tag team, former tag team champion. So at least she's had some accolades too to go along with it.
Yes. Right. True.
Naomi made her return.
Naomi returning was cool.
WWE.
Yes.
Good. She got a huge pop.
Which was funny because I actually forgot.
As of last night, she's SmackDown exclusive.
She is, with her husband, which is great. But I actually forgot that she was, like, a potential, like, to get added in. I think I put her on the list, though, like, as we did, like, Rumble picks. I think I had her, but then I forgot. So when her music played, I was like, oh, my God, that's so great. Like, because we knew she was done with TNA. And she looked good, too. And
she looked awesome.
It was funny because Natalia was, like, smiling the whole time. Was, like, Naomi's, like, waving to the crowd, and people are, like, cheering, and she's crying and stuff. And there you see Natty, like, in the background. She can't stop smiling. It was so cute.
Yeah. It reminded me of when Nikki Bella returned 1 year.
Yeah.
And when her music hit, everybody was just smiling. Like, Alexa and whoever else was in the match, they were all just happy.
Yeah.
And even though it's, like, that's your opponent.
Right. FYI. Right. But it was cute.
But like, you're marking out.
It was good. So
Bailey won.
Bailey won, which is what we
which
all wanted.
It was awesome. Finally, she's finally getting her flowers.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was exactly the right call to have her win. She more than deserves it. Great. We're off to a good start.
And the promo she had with Damage Control on Friday was awesome. But we'll get to that.
We'll get there.
What was after the Women's Rumble? Oh, KO and Logan Paul.
Yeah, I hated that ending. I know you guys liked it, but I didn't like it.
Yeah, I liked it because it kept the feud going.
And yeah, but I don't like a DQ on a pay-per-view. I don't like a DQ on a pay-per-view. It's cheap to me. But I like how they did it. Like, I like how it was done. But I would have preferred any other finish. Like, cheat, whatever. But I just don't like a DQ in a pay-per-view. I've been to a pay-per-view where they did a DQ, and it's, like, very off-putting. Like, you're just left like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
like, you don't get that, you know, satisfaction.
But the thing is that the DQ was legitimate.
Right.
Like, Kevin Owens cheated, and he got caught. It wasn't just like, oh, I'm mad at you so much now, I can't control my rage. I'm getting a steel chair, and I'm hitting you.
Right.
DQ. Like, those are the ones that are stupid. This one was Kevin Owens tried to cheat.
And he got caught.
Lost.
He caught Logan Paul trying to cheat.
Right.
And then tried to cheat back.
Right.
So it still keeps him as, like, his badass babyface character.
Right.
Yeah.
But,
like, as far as...
I don't know. I like the idea of Owens' temper costing him the match.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was okay. I thought the match itself was great. That's why I was just kind of like, all right,
that's
whatever.
The thing. And hey, man, I'm going to say it again. I said it last show, too. Logan Paul is freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Logan Paul is legit a WWE superstar.
He's
not.
And I love that he's signed to a full-time deal now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be on, what is it? He's going to be on SmackDown every week or something.
Yeah, he's
I think he's SmackDown.
Last night, he's going to be on next week.
Yeah.
He's incredible, man. Like, his character work.
Good promos, yeah.
He's one of the best heels in the company, I think.
Oh, and a natural heel. Like,
Well, people already hate him because he's so freaking smug.
Oh, I love him. I think he's great. Did you guys see, it was unrelated, but did you see the Logan Paul interview on Impulsive with John Cena? That's awesome.
No, but I heard it was awesome.
It's so good. And it just made me love Cena even more than I already do, which I didn't even think was possible, but he's just such a good man. So anyway, watch it if you haven't.
Okay, cool.
After that was the Fatal 4-Way.
Which I thought was I mean, the result was predictable.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
But I thought the match itself was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought everybody good, got yeah. time to shine. LA Knight looked great.
Right. And the thing is, and it's really that they're cool keeping him LA Knight. Too. Yeah, they're keeping him in that title picture. And it was better for him to be in that match than to lose in the Rumble. I feel like people would have been more mad if he lost in the Rumble.
Yeah.
So it was better
he's
to keep him isolated.
He's super over still. Like, he's massively popular.
Yep.
Yeah. And even the decision to have AJ be the one to take the fall is good because it doesn't really hurt anyone.
Right.
AJ is strong enough to stand on his own 2 feet. LA Knight didn't take a loss and bring him down, make him look weak.
Right.
And then obviously Orton is always going to be one of the GOATs. And then,
yeah.
So it was perfect to have AJ be the one to lose.
Right.
Even with Bloodline shenanigans in it.
Yeah. Well, there's always
Bloodline
shenanigans.
But they weren't even that consequential. Like, yeah, Solo came, but he didn't directly cause Roman to win. At the end of the day, Roman just won on his own.
Yeah, Roman did win clean.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
But he did do it.
He did. He did. He won fair and square.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no DQ anyway, so it's not like he really cheated, right?
Right.
And then, so that was good. I liked the Kevin Owens match better.
Yeah.
Even with the finish. But it was still a solid match.
Yeah.
The Fatal 4-Way. And then we have the Men's Royal Rumble.
I don't want to talk about this.
As we're watching the match, there's nothing really to be... I mean, I know you wanted a certain individual to win the match, but as far as like being depressed over it, you didn't have a reason quite yet.
It was just
no.
Boring.
I mean, yeah.
Like nothing happened. And everyone that they brought
there
in, like they wasted spots. Like there were no surprises. They like the biggest surprise of the night, aside from like Naomi and Jade, was Pat McAfee coming out at the beginning and then ending up in the Rumble match.
Yeah.
Like, really. Like, there wasn't any, like, big returns on the men's side. They
Sami Zayn, I guess, at 30, but...
Yeah, but I thought that it was going to be The Rock at 30. I really did. That's who I wrote down.
I feel like if that's what would have happened, you would have been even more upset than what we saw last night.
No, and I'll explain why after. No,
really? If Rock came back and beat Cody for the Rumble,
I would be
you
okay
wouldn't
with
have
that.
Been more upset?
No, because at this point, Cody wasted. Like, what's the point of Cody winning the Rumble?
I have theories, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to all this.
So let's start. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, let's start off with the best possible choice for number one and two.
Yes.
This year in the Rumble.
Yeah, Jimmy and Jay.
Which I actually called.
So did
I actually called it.
I had them reverse, though, on my...
Yeah. I knew Jay was going to come out first because I figured they were going to give him time for everyone to do the dance.
His little arm dance thing.
Yeah. Which I was just doing to no one in my...
I was too!
Oh, yeah.
I was bobbing up and down. I'm watching myself on the TV. I'm like, hey, that looked kind of cool.
Yep.
I was watching with my parents and we all stood up and did it as he was doing it.
Yeah, it's unreal.
It's just too hype.
By the way, we are all currently not in the same location right now.
Right.
We are all appearing via satellite.
Yes.
I figure we should let the public know that.
Yeah, that's fair.
This is the first time we've actually attempted this.
Yeah. So it seems like it's working out. So we can podcast more frequently because Brad doesn't live in the same city as us anymore. So
I do not.
Yeah, this works out.
That's why we had an 8-year hiatus.
Right. But a cool thing about Jay and Jimmy starting the Rumble is that Jimmy came out at number two and Naomi came out at number two. So I thought that was kind of a cool little thing that they did that kind of snuck in. Like no one really noticed it so much, but it's kind of cool that the husband and wife both came out at number two.
Yeah, that was neat.
I like that.
Cody at number 15.
Cody had a good showing.
I don't think anyone's ever won from 15 either.
I don't think so, but I think he also had the most eliminations.
This year, I think he did, yes.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Because there was one part of the match that was literally just him throwing people out.
Right.
And it was like, whoa.
Although I think someone else might have had quite a number of eliminations also. Bron Breakker.
Yes, he did.
I think he had quite a handful as well.
He did. And
I thought
was,
he looked awesome, man. Like,
he looked good.
That guy is so
fast. He had Brock's spot.
He had Brock's
spot. He's so fast and powerful. He is like a miniature Brock.
But that's what I thought was strange, because everyone's saying, Meltzer and everybody's reporting, that Bron Breakker was brought in to replace Brock. So I thought that was weird, because I assumed Bron Breakker was going to be in the match regardless, just based on kind of his status in NXT. So I just thought it was strange that he was the substitute for it. I thought they could have put anybody else, really. I actually thought McAfee was the substitute. And they just had him go in and out because there's no point.
Well, from what I read, McAfee was supposed to get in the ring, realize he was in there with Brock Lesnar, and then eliminate himself.
Right.
That was supposed to be his whole deal.
Right.
So he was interacting with Brock, but I don't think he was replacing him.
Yeah, see, it's funny too, because McAfee is still saying that he didn't know he was in the Rumble at all. So it's just very, like, kayfabe.
Because he's working.
Yeah, it's very kayfabe. But Breakker did well in the match. He was fine. There was no Kofi spot this year, which I know he like messed it up a couple years ago, but come on, let him try. But that was gone.
I thought it was more interesting that he didn't have it. Like, instead of making me wait for something and then like potentially
didn't give it to
it
you.
Up, having him get eliminated without that extra, you know, flair in it.
Yeah.
Almost made it stand out even more.
Yeah, it kind of added to it. I get that.
People Kyrie were shocked. Shane. Like, when he got thrown out, they were like, there was an audible reaction to his elimination, because they're just like, oh, wow. Like, he didn't even. Yeah.
Yeah, Kyrie Sane kind of had, like, the Kofi moment. Her one foot did touch the ground, but we'll ignore that.
Well, you can have one foot. It's both feet touch the ground.
No, I know.
The meat.
That's
the memes
why
Zach coming out of that are hilarious.
All the Spider-Man memes.
The Spider-Man one.
Oh yeah.
She made one where she's Batman too.
Yep.
It's awesome.
R-Truth had a couple of really cool things
as well.
Talk about him in the first Rumble.
After he got pulled out of the Women's Rumble by Adam Pearce, did you see the backstage thing that they did?
No.
I don't remember, no.
So they did like an Instagram reel where Adam Pearce is taking him behind the curtain. He's like, Truth, what are you doing? And Truth looks at him and he goes, what? We said I was going to be in the Rumble. And he goes, yeah, the Men's Rumble. And Truth looks at him and goes, what happened to your hair? And he goes, that was Nick.
Oh, my God.
And then Truth goes, Mysterio?
Oh, no.
And Pearce is like, I need a drink. And he just walks away.
That's great.
Funny.
That's great.
It was good. But yeah, Truth was hilarious as always.
Oh my God. The fact that they did a hot tag.
Hot tag was so good.
Literally the best thing I've ever seen. The crowd was so into it.
And not even like him tagging himself in. It's like Dominic even dove for it. Like, it just it made it so much more hilarious.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how he threw JD McDonagh into the Rumble, and then he got like tossed right back out, and everyone was laughing. Oh my God. Mm. Hilarious. Yeah. So funny.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
And then CM Punk came out at 27.
Yep.
Let's talk about it.
Came out at 27 and tore his tricep.
Okay. A nasty Future Shock DDT.
Yeah. So Drew, you know, just doing his regular Future Shock DDT. I don't know, something with Punk's positioning or whatever it was.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Led him to tearing his tricep. But we didn't know at the time. But you could kind of feel like.
Excuse me again.
His performance kind of went down to a point where.
He favors
like,
his arm a lot.
Yeah. You're not really sure.
And you can see him like shaking.
Tired it. Or.
Dude hit a GTS and was throwing people out.
Oh yeah, still did a full he still gave it all in the match. And I really didn't
about
suspect that he was actually hurt.
That guy killed it. Although he did look really blown up, not gonna lie.
But I mean, part of that could be just him suffering an injury.
Could also be, my torn tricep.
Trying to catch his breath while he's in severe pain.
Man, I just can't believe it, man. Again. He's hurt again. What the hell? He's
made of glass. Anymore.
So Cody won. Cody eliminated Punk. They were the final two.
Yeah.
And Cody won.
A little mini match at the end.
He did his point. Yeah, and I like too, in both Rumbles, they were showing like the last few people that were eliminated, like around the ring, sitting, kind of watching the winner. It was a cool angle that they never really did before.
Yeah.
Kind of showing that like these people just lost like a huge opportunity instead of just disappearing, like they didn't care.
The shot of Cody pointing at the sign that is shot from CM Punk's shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sitting on the outside was pretty cool, I thought.
And even like having Seth and Roman watching the match from
that was cool too.
Press boxes was cool. It shows that they're interested to see who wins. There was a lot of new things that they tried this year that
worked.
Added a lot.
I think they worked.
For sure.
They worked until they didn't.
They worked until it all came crashing down.
Yes.
So, yeah. Then the next day is when all the CM Punk injury rumors started coming out.
And Brad's depression started.
The depression started settling in. And then there were some.
I just can't believe it, man.
That he was going to be on Raw to address it.
And then he walks out in a freaking sling.
Walks out in a sling, cuts this like totally heartfelt, unlike anything we've ever seen, CM Punk promo.
Yeah.
Just spilling his guts out about how he's feeling. And basically said WrestleMania is not in the cards for him this year. He doesn't know if he'll ever main event WrestleMania, but he's going to try.
He said there's always next year. He's got it.
But he said, he's like, I don't know, maybe this dream that I have.
Yeah, he said maybe it's not in the cards for him. Like, after 10 years and all this crap that, you know, happened, he tries to, like, come back. He's finally going to get his main event because for sure that was in the contract. For him to sign, and then sure enough, he gets hurt.
They're making it. Don't worry. It'll happen. I'm confident. Totally being a mark.
The one good thing about his injury is that we are getting some fire promos and videos from Drew McIntyre.
McIntyre,
Atlanta.
I've always liked him, but
he's just a vicious troll, man.
Someone just show us that. He always had something like this in him, and it's never been put on display. And he is
the video where he starts his tricep workout.
That's my favorite video of 2020.
And he leads into the camera and goes, "It's time to tear up those triceps."
Yeah, like Evan winks.
Amazing.
That video, I've seen it like 100 times. I think I've seen it more than I saw Punk's return at Survivor Series. Like, I think that video is so funny and perfect for his character. Oh my God. A+, if that's his idea.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
I said, the heat he's getting off of this, Punk and McIntyre at SummerSlam is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Those guys are going to show up and just beat the shit out of each other, and it's going to be fantastic.
Agreed.
Yeah. I hope Punk is back for Money in the Bank, though.
I'm not going. I'm not going. I'm no longer going to live WWE events. I'm not giving them my money. I hate them. And plus, I hate Scotiabank Arena anyways.
Okay, hold on. Let's keep going here. We have this summary of bullshit that we have to get through.
Yes.
So Punk is now hurt. He's off the car, off hurt. The table.
However, off Drew table. Comes out during his promo.
Yes.
And they have a back and forth going, and they're chirping each other. And so that's definitely setting up, as you mentioned, a match between them down the line, which I loved that Punk said when he comes back, he's coming for Drew, and that'll be for sure after WrestleMania. And everyone keeps saying Drew's contract is done in April.
So I think Drew resigned a while ago.
Drew's resigning for sure. Or
I think
maybe
both
he'll
Triple
take some
H,
time off, but
I think both Triple H and Tony Khan have smartened up. And are keeping contract re-signings and details quiet.
Yep.
Which is good, because it adds an extra little layer of where are they going to go? Are they going to stay? Are they going to jump ship? Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
Because you're right. Nobody knows for sure if Drew has resigned, but it's also like MJF. Why would they write that whole devil angle just to write him off TV and not have him resign to a new deal? You know what I mean? I'm not trying to give Tony Khan any credit here, Alex.
But
before you get on
me
about that,
when they were advertising All In this coming year, and that's well before MJF went off, he wasn't on any of the posters. And he's
because they're trying. Well, they're also still trying. I don't think he's coming to WWE.
There's definitely no.
I don't think so.
There's no reason for the bidding war of 2024. That was never a thing. Let's just end that right now.
Yeah.
He already resigned with them months ago.
I just don't think he would have the same freedoms in WWE, and he wouldn't like it. No. He likes that he water can do
down.
Or say whatever he wants.
They'd
he knows that
down.
He can. Yeah. Agreed.
Okay. Timeline. We're way off topic.
Okay. So Punk's hurt. McIntyre's
Punk
amazing.
McIntyre.
And on the same episode, Cody was going to possibly announce who he's going to face at WrestleMania. And then Seth Rollins interrupts him. Seth cuts this.
I actually really liked this promo.
So as I was having my meltdown, I also really liked his promo, which was problematic to me, because the fact that I liked it meant that this is what's happening. And everyone assured me there's no way he's definitely going to pick Roman, like it's just a swerve, whatever. Continue.
So Seth cuts his promo basically pleading his case to Cody why he shouldn't just overlook him, because he wants revenge on Roman, in that Cody should want the World Heavyweight title, which is
the dusty title,
you know, like the dusty title,
the workhorse title.
Of the world titles, yada, yada, yada. Cody said he'll think about it. Everyone's having a meltdown, like Christina said, but I know for sure. Oh yeah. Cody's definitely going after Roman. The story's already put in place. There's no point in going back to the Cody and Seth feud. Fast forward to SmackDown last night.
So hold on.
Okay.
While we're on SmackDown, we have to talk about Bayley and Damage Control.
Yes.
Because that was booked perfectly.
Yes.
The only
And I would like to point out, I would like perfect. To point out, I called how that entire thing was going to play out in our personal group chat. Did I not tell you guys they're going to pull some Batista turning on Evolution shit?
Yeah.
Where Bayley's going to overhear them talking shit. And then she's going to turn to Io and choose her.
Yeah.
Yes.
And boom. Right on the money. I should write this shit.
But I love how she did it, because she spoke to them in Japanese.
Yeah.
And
like
they
she
all
knew
all freaked
along
out.
What they were saying.
Right.
Yeah.
So I thought that was well done. I thought it was interesting that Dakota wasn't in the ring. So now it's like, who's Dakota going to side with?
That,
is she going to side with Bayley, or is she going to side with the Kabuki Warrior girls? You know?
Well,
hear me out here. Kabuki Warriors and Io Sky versus Bayley, Dakota Kai, and a returning Sasha Banks.
No way. No, she's not returning. She's not returning.
Makes perfect sense.
She's 100% not returning, because they wouldn't give her the money she wanted. She wanted Charlotte money, and they said no.
You're telling me right now that she's going to go to AEW, where she has no friends, versus going to WWE, where she's got Bayley, she's got Naomi, she's got Natty,
no
she's
friends.
Got whoever.
No
her friends. Main event of WrestleMania, world titles.
Naomi didn't have friends in TNA.
What do you mean? No, but that
the
was
same
different.
Thing.
That's different,
that was
though.
Different.
That one is for the love of the business. Sasha going to AEW is for the love of the money.
Right.
There's
so
a huge difference
gonna,
there.
But if they're going to pay her the money, then why does she care? If they're going
to
give
she's
her gonna the
go,
money she
she's
going
to go and take a boatload of money to wrestle in front of 190 people a night.
Who cares? She's getting paid. She doesn't care.
Oh, my God.
I bet you if you call Edge right now and say, how do you feel about your time in AEW?
Yeah.
He's going
to
have some huge
I'd love regrets. To hear that.
I don't know.
Because the minute
I feel,
he came
I feel like
out,
I'm on the
he
indie
only ran to
wrestling
one side of the stage.
High school gyms.
Like
listen,
he ran to...
it doesn't matter. If you love what you're doing, whether you're doing it in front of 10 people or whether you're doing it in front of 10,000 people, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But
well, that's also different. The point Alex was trying to make. But yeah, I get you.
Yeah, I get what you're saying with that.
As long as he's having a good time, then I don't think he cares. Because yeah, there might not be a lot of people in their venue, but that's a marketing problem on AEW's side. Hire me, Tony Khan, so I can help you.
Do you think it's marketing, or do you think it's just that?
No, I think it's marketing.
People just don't give a shit.
No, I think that people legitimately have no idea that they're coming to their town. Because every time I see a post where it's like, tonight in Savannah, Georgia, there's always someone that goes, I'm in Savannah, Georgia. I didn't know that they were coming tonight. It's all the time.
Yeah, but when you watch their show, they have the little ticker at the bottom every 2 seconds that says where they're going.
They do, but at the same time, like, I watch the show too, but I'm also always on my phone. So, just like I watch everything. So you might miss it. You might not even notice.
I think the problem with AEW where they're at right now is that only the hardcores know what's going on, and there's no such thing as casuals in that company. So the 1,200, 2,000 people that you're seeing are the main hardcore fan base.
Right.
And any other time that they were filling out the arena, it was just like, oh, wrestling's coming. Now, those people don't know AEW's coming, so they don't go.
Right.
The hardcores are there anyway. So that's a Tony Khan problem, not a fan marketing problem.
He does.
Tony Khan not appealing to casuals.
He books to their niche fan base a lot, like their core, hard, like you said, their hardcores. And you're right, there's no mainstream appeal to anything they're doing because he's only booking to cater to that audience.
Yeah.
So I do agree. I agree with both of you, to be honest. AEW should be advertising their shows a lot better, but I also think Tony Khan should be booking a better show.
I don't think that there's a problem with the booking. I really don't. I think the booking is fine because I always enjoy. I haven't been like, oh, you know what? I really didn't like that episode of Dynamite. Like, that just doesn't happen. But I feel like they really need to work on their social media. They need to work on their advertising. They need to work on their marketing better.
Their CEO needs to work on his social media.
Well, he hasn't said a peep, right? Like, he didn't say a word because everyone was waiting to see if he was going to troll all over Vince, and he didn't say a word about anything.
He has his own NDA issues in his own company,
and,
I'm pretty sure.
Well,
that's also true.
But here's the thing, though, is that there was supposed to be some sort of an announcement on Collision, and they decided to hold it until this week's Dynamite, this upcoming week's Dynamite, because they didn't want to time it with the Vince stuff. So,
really?
Yeah. So I think that maybe that there's some traction. Maybe it's Bryan Danielson. Maybe it's someone else that's kind of saying, like, listen, you need to stop because he's turning off his own fan base. No one wants to only talk about AEW when it's based on one of Tony's random Twitter rants. Right?
Yeah,
like, you want to talk about what's going on the show. You want to talk about the wrestlers. You don't want to talk about, you know, Tony get into some sort of a war with someone on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Jinder Mahal. You know how many viewers he pumped up for that Jinder Mahal match with Seth?
Right. But that's the thing, is like, it didn't work.
So he clearly knows how to do marketing, just not for his own
just
company.
For his own company.
Right. So he needs.
Okay. So way off topic again.
Okay, so
where are we at?
So Bayley chose Io Sky for Mania.
Yep.
Yes, which is awesome. And finally,
so that was perfect. The crowd had a huge reaction for that.
I'm curious to see who is going to end up winning Elimination Chamber to challenge Rhea.
Now, the thing is, are they limiting it to Raw superstars?
Bianca.
I would assume not. Because otherwise, no, she's not ready for that. There's no way. It can't be Jade.
It's going to be Jade versus Bianca at Mania for sure.
Becky Lynch is possible.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Becky and Rhea because they've been
probably
building that match.
Yeah.
Becky will face Rhea and that'll be good.
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm not really okay with anybody else. So.
Yeah. Can we just, I just want to mention on the record, up until today's date of the recording, which is February 3rd, anything that happens after this is not applicable to this statement. I am enjoying Nia Jax's work in this run. Thank you.
I'm leaving. I'm out. Bye.
She's
doing great.
I'm gone.
She is. She is doing great. I'm okay with her right now.
She's doing so much better
than
her
previous... When she broke her nose like 10 years ago?
It was 6.
Yeah, but that catapulted Becky into the man. Like, without her breaking her nose, like, if that hadn't happened, Becky wouldn't have gone to, I don't think, the stardom that she went to. Because the blood coming down her face and all that other stuff.
It's an iconic shot.
That was all Nia.
Yeah. All Nia and her meat hooks.
Yeah. So, I'm okay with it.
Now we lead up to the moment. So, Cody's WrestleMania decision. So, Roman comes up.
I'm sighing because I'm depressed for Christina here.
Yeah.
Roman comes out, and he cuts a promo responding to what everyone's been saying about how he's not there.
Okay, so he cooked Seth last night.
Oh, I gotta say,
he destroyed Seth Rollins last night on the mic. It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I work, what is it? You work 10 times more than me, but I make 10 times more than you?
Yeah.
You want Seth Rollins money or you want Tribal Chief money?
I was like, wow.
Do you want to be a secondary champion and like all this other stuff? Yeah, it was a massacre.
He's like, he's like, let's be serious for a sec, Cody. Do you want to be the best number two in the company or do you want to come for a crack at number one again? I was like, wow.
Yeah.
He really
did amazing in that promo.
Oh, it was wild. Roman's a promo god. I don't know where he's been. I don't know where that was, his first 10 years of his run.
Yeah.
But, oh my god, he's amazing as a heel.
I think he had no confidence before. I think it was just, they were just pushing him in the complete wrong way, and he had no confidence in himself. And he was so dependent on like what the crowd's going to think of him and blah, blah, blah. And now he's just like, I'm just going to say this and I don't care what happens. And he's just cooking.
And it's awesome.
Yeah. But like, obviously it was good, but at the same time, this secondary title exists.
Oh, it buried the hell out of the championship.
Because you're holding the other one hostage. So they created another title because everyone was complaining so much about how,
I mean, look, when Triple H introduced it, he even said that.
Yeah.
He's like, this is here because Roman's never around.
Right.
Yeah.
So then, like, and then you trash it. Like, the only title that's ever being defended. Anyways, whatever.
Well, I mean, it's part of his character, too, right?
It is part of his character.
He's
not going to put over
another champion. He is, obviously. In his eyes, he's the only champion.
Yeah, I know.
It's true.
There was one part where he mentioned, like, when he first brought up Seth, and he's like, my little brother, Seth Rollins. And the crowd, like, didn't even react at all. And then Roman's like, see? No pop. And then Jimmy in the background just dying laughing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I started laughing, and then my parents were like, what's so funny? I'm like, don't worry about it. No pop.
So, okay. All right.
Cody comes out.
Getting to this angle.
Cody comes out, and he talks about how he listened to what Seth said, and he made a lot of good points, but the one point is that... he's like, oh, it's not the Hollywood title. That's the title of Bruno Sammartino. That's the title that my dad held in his hands in Madison Square Garden before they ripped it away from him. And that's why he wants that specific belt, which is a WWE title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, he said he's going to take it from him and he's going to take everything from him. And then he said,
at WrestleMania.
Those horrifying like four words or whatever it is.
Oh my god.
But not at WrestleMania.
So here's my problem with this whole thing.
It's stupid.
Yes, but allow me to explain why it's stupid. You've built Cody Rhodes up to be the top babyface of your company for 2 years. He's won back-to-back Royal Rumbles. He is the guy to beat Roman, mm-hmm. according to your fan base. And you have him step aside, literally step aside, and hand all that to The Rock himself. What?
Like, it's a complete waste. It's a complete waste that he won the Rumble. I would have rather... Rock came out and won the Rumble and beat Cody and he gets his match, then Cody to win the Rumble and then go, But I'm going to go for this secondary title that you just buried because The Rock needs to fight you at Mania. Like, are you kidding me right now?
The fact that he's handing it to him.
He's not handing it to him willingly. Did you see his face? He looked mortified.
I'm looking at it purely from a storyline perspective. He is literally saying, here, Rock, take this main event WrestleMania match that I've been hyping up for 2 years and do what you want with it.
Yeah. Yep.
But that does not make any sense.
And my Rumble match didn't matter. And I'm going to end up losing to Seth because they're not going to bury Seth for a fourth time against Cody.
No.
Because they already had their rubber match. So Seth is going to win. So now Cody doesn't get a title or the secondary title either. Why did he leave AEW? He literally left AEW and signed with WWE to win this championship.
Well, okay, I mean...
What a waste.
Again,
it's a waste.
AEW.
No, but
that's why he left. It's AEW.
But he was the EVP, though. It's not just that he left
AEW everything you need
as
to know.
A wrestler. It's so stupid. I'm so mad. I would have rather, like, you know what? Let Drew win the Rumble. And he can choose to fight
Seth. That would have been fine.
Let Gunther win the Rumble and choose to fight Seth. Why did it have to be Cody for him to then go, oh, Rock now does want to take the Mania match?
Look,
okay.
There's also, look, getting back to matters we discussed earlier, there's also the matter of this Vince McMahon scandal.
Well, that's the problem
No more CM Punk.
No CM Punk. No Brock.
No more Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
It's definitely a panic move. Like, they threw The Rock in there because, A, he's good PR. He's going to overshadow everything that's going on with Vince. And, B, like, CM Punk and Brock Lesnar are two huge stars. Like, regardless of what Brock has done recently. But the star power of your show is now waning because really the only two guys you have that anybody wants to see in like a main event are Cody and Roman and maybe Drew.
But that's not true though, because we were saying before the
Rumble.
The top is too heavy. You have AJ Styles, you have Randy Orton, you have possibly John Cena. There's so many stars that they could have picked without needing to go down this road. But instead, they tell us last year Cody lost because he hasn't had enough hardship. Okay, fine. So we go through this year of him not having any interaction with Roman at all. Wins the Rumble.
Here's some hardship.
Here it comes back. And then, oh, but never mind. You need to step aside because for PR, because Vince is a perv, we need to put The Rock in the main event of WrestleMania. And he's not going to win the title either because they're going to keep the title on Roman until September.
I don't think it's official yet.
Like I said
to you earlier.
It's official.
I'm not being a mark. Like I said to you earlier, there's 2 months of TV until WrestleMania still.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. But he literally said, not at WrestleMania.
Cody's booked for SmackDown next week.
Yeah, they're all booked for there's a press conference in Vegas on Thursday.
Is there? Yeah.
And Rock is going to be there.
Oh, great. Well,
he's announced there.
On the board.
Oh,
too.
And just before I forget, WWE has like now a record of the most dislikes on a video ever
that,
for them.
That Rock video.
There was
like 50,000.
There was like 50,000 likes.
No, it's well over 200,000. Yeah, it's well over 200,000 dislikes.
I'll tell you what it is right now, actually. Hang on.
Yeah.
As of the time of recording, the video has 2.4, almost 2.5 million views and 311,000 dislikes and 78,000 likes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because no one wants this.
Wow.
No one wants this.
Listen, people want this.
No, I don't.
People want.
They didn't want it like this.
No, people want this, but they don't want it for the championship. Now, this is what I think what's going to happen because there's no way Triple H is going to be seeing all this and think, oh, yeah, I'm sticking to my guns. There's no way. This is what's going to happen.
I don't think it was Triple H's idea. I think a TKO enforced it.
I know, but
I think, well, the thing is, reading The Rock wanted it.
Yeah, he did.
I don't care who wants it. This is
because he wanted to save WrestleMania.
People are forgetting that in between now and WrestleMania, there's a stadium show with 50,000 people going in Australia, which is going to be
something
a super hot crowd.
Something huge has to
Cody
happen.
Cody is going to beat Roman in Australia and win the title. And
you
Rock
think so?
And Roman, yes. And Rock and Roman are going to fight at WrestleMania for no championship, but it's going to be the like icon versus icon level type match. And Cody is going to face Orton at WrestleMania, and Orton's going to put him over.
Okay, so you
mean
to tell
me,
you mean to tell me that you think that they're not going to beat Hogan's record in September?
They're not.
I don't think so. I don't agree with that at all.
They're not.
They've gotten this far.
Yeah, that's the other thing, yeah.
They're already this far.
They don't need to beat his record.
They didn't need to beat anyone's record.
Yeah, but they've already
beat anyone's record.
No, but
these are all fake records, by the way, because
yeah, I know. Rest
is real kids.
Yeah. No, I truly believe that Cody is beating Roman in Elimination Chamber.
I read that Roman wasn't scheduled for Elimination Chamber.
Well, that's until things started happening.
Now.
Yeah.
Dude's going to have to work. Sorry, buddy.
CM Punk's not at Elimination Chamber anymore. They're definitely going to need Roman.
Roman's going to be singing Kingdom in Australia.
So then who's going to fight Seth then, whoever wins the Elimination Chamber? Because my thought was that for Elimination Chamber, they're going to make it for the IC title like they did last year.
Ew.
Well, I mean, things were different last year because Cody had his Mania match with Roman already, so the only other belt they had was secondary titles.
By the way, this show airs at 5 a.m. in North America. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be Drew, I think Drew and Seth. Or possibly even Gunther, Drew, and Seth. Who knows?
Yeah, they got to do something with Gunther now because Gunther was supposed to get Brock, and I don't think Brock's going to be around ever again.
Yeah, I don't know.
But don't you think it's stupid that Cody's going to win in Australia? He's not going to win
because
like, in America
still in front of,
as the American Nightmare.
It's still a huge stadium show.
It's a huge stadium show in front of a crowd that is from overseas, so they're always way crazier and louder.
I don't know.
So
that's true.
Cody winning in Australia is going to be huge. Where did the Usos, when it was the Usos against Roman and Solo, where was that? That wasn't in the States. That was somewhere else too. And I'm pretty sure that got a huge pop from that crowd. Where was that match at?
Clash of the Castle, wasn't it?
No, it was, what was it?
Puerto Rico.
Roman, Solo.
No, Puerto Rico was Backlash. Usos.
That was Money in the Bank. Which was, wasn't that in like London?
Oh, wasn't it? Yeah, London.
Wasn't that in London? Money in the Bank?
Yeah, it was in England.
I don't remember.
It was in England.
Yeah, London, England. And when they pinned Roman, it was enormous. And the same thing's going to happen. And maybe they'll have The Rock cost Roman the match. So they'll make even more heat for the WrestleMania match. And then everybody's happy. Cody won his belt. He beat Roman. So the Roman's undefeated getting pinned in a singles match streak is over. And The Rock's coming to take everything else. That's what Cody said he wanted. He said he wanted to take
everything. I'm actually up for that.
It's
I'd
perfect.
Be good with that.
People are not looking at the big picture. They just think Cody's getting shafted. Well, maybe Cody's disappointed because it's not at WrestleMania, but he's getting it. It's not like the next show is in front of 12,000
people.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But here's the thing, though, is that winning the Rumble is for WrestleMania match. It's not for whatever pay-per-view I want. It's not Money in the Bank where he gets to choose when he's redeeming it. The Rumble winner gets a match at WrestleMania.
Okay,
so is he going to get the match at Elimination Chamber?
Okay. Am I recalling somebody else?
Cena, hold on.
Cena
won the Rumble
in 2008. Shot early.
Cena won in 2008 when he did his return and he challenged Orton at the next show before WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
So then why
Cena's,
not say
Cena's
that?
Cena's used his title shot before.
So then why didn't Cody say, so I'm not waiting until WrestleMania. I'll see you at Elimination Chamber, and then you'll see this guy at WrestleMania
maybe
and have
that's,
Rock come out.
I mean, they still have weeks of TV to deal with, so maybe that's what's
that's
coming next.
That's my whole point. Everybody's having a freaking meltdown about this.
If WrestleMania
when there's
was this
two
weekend,
months
I would
until
be like,
WrestleMania.
Okay. And
let it play out a bit. And then if it gets to a couple weeks where, like, this isn't making any sense, then yes, I will start freaking out even more.
Cody said, I'm trying to remember, like, word for word. I might mute myself for a moment while I figure it out. But Cody basically said he's coming for not, he's like, what's finishing the story? Is it just winning the title? Or is it taking everything from you? So he wants to take everything from Roman. It starts with the belt, and The Rock is the other half of the equation to take away the, I don't know, the reign of Roman, of like what he holds over the WWE.
Yeah, but what he holds over the WWE is the champion. No, but that still doesn't make sense.
The thing is,
Roman
though,
is the head of the table because yeah, he has the title.
Here's my whole thing. I've said from the beginning that I don't think Rock's beating Roman.
No, I don't think he's going to beat him.
So I don't think your storyline is going to pan out the way you think it is, Alex.
I like the idea of it. I think that if they booked it that way, I'd be fine with it because it makes sense. But I don't trust them to book it that way because they never do anything that makes sense. And I don't care if it's Triple H or not. Because if they were going to fumble this that badly, then they could have just had Cody win Elimination Chamber, have the men's Elimination Chamber match first at Elimination Chamber, and Cody challenges him the same night. They could have done that. But having him win the Rumble and then say, but I'm not going to have my WrestleMania match with you, you're going to get The Rock instead.
Yeah, but how else is he going to get the Roman match? He's on a different brand. The only way...
Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, but Elimination Chamber could be a SmackDown exclusive match.
I don't think this is the only match
where you have the choice of which...
But they can't do that because they can't do SmackDown only or Raw only because Seth is the Raw champion and Rhea is the SmackDown champion. So they would have to have a mix of both because they can't do, okay, the women's match is only going to be SmackDown people and the men's match is only going to be Raw people.
Yeah.
They're going to have to mix it up.
I don't see that
happening. Well, no, because listen, Roman is going to be taken up with The Rock now. They're going to just sign him because he's The Rock. So the chamber match won't be for Roman's belt. He's already accounted for. Then, what's it called? And then Bailey already challenged Io. So the only titles that are free to look for a competitor are the Raw World title,
the World Heavyweight,
the Raw Women's title.
Yeah.
So if they have two chamber matches, that's who it's going to be for.
Yeah, but Cody's on Raw as well. So like, so then what happens if
Cody's facing Roman?
Right. So if Cody's
and then
facing
Cody gets
Roman,
drafted to. Cody
but that's what I'm saying. So then it doesn't matter. So then they could have whoever they wanted, and then if that person happens to win, then they're going to go to the other show.
Yeah, usually when you win the belt of another show, you end up on that show.
Right, so then who cares if
you
it's
follow
a Raw
the title.
SmackDown.
The title doesn't follow you.
Right, so it doesn't matter. So they could have whoever they want in the match. It doesn't have to be SmackDown or Raw exclusive, because if I win and I'm on SmackDown, I'm going to move to Raw.
But the match isn't for the championship. The match is for that champion.
Right. So
yeah, there's definitely been people from other shows that have won matches and challenged for the
Well, maybe they'll make an agreement. They'll say like three people from Raw, three people from SmackDown.
Yeah, that's what they normally do.
Yeah, dude,
it's almost always
instances of this.
it's not going to just be exclusive to Raw.
Okay. Yeah, 100%.
Well, I mean, that's not really important to any of this, is it?
I would think that's WWE booking themselves into a corner if they made it a show exclusive match.
Or they could have 2 months of compelling TV leading up to WrestleMania, which is it's getting us talking. If Cody just said yesterday, Roman, I'll see you at WrestleMania, Roman might not even show up till the night before.
Yeah.
What does he have to show up on TV for? At least now he has potentially two storylines leading up to it that things are going to happen. So, I mean... this isn't the end of the world. If this was the Friday before Mania, and Cody said, "Here we go,
walk,
have fun with that."
I still on the card, Christina.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't trust them. I'm mad. What, Cody should have just won last year.
I'm personally hoping for a Stardust comeback, but
that's just me. You're not allowed on the podcast anymore.
That's just me. I mean.
I mean.
Maybe you could put the mask back on and bring back dashing Cody Rhodes.
Boom. Oh, no. They could possibly salvage this, but at this point, I'm just furious. It's such a waste. The whole Rumble to me now is a complete waste of time.
I have a little bit of faith that they're going to figure something out.
Well, you're a mark, though.
That's not entirely true. Whatever, AEW.
I don't know.
Does it suck? Even if what I said happens, does it suck that Cody's not going to get his moment at Mania? Sure. But he could get a different moment. He could have Randy, his longtime mentor, put him over on WrestleMania and Cody retaining the title. That still means something.
It's cool because there's a story there. Yes, I agree. Yeah.
There's a legacy.
People are just very hung up on Cody ending Roman's title reign, I think.
No, I don't care if it's Roman's title reign. Like, it's just, it's the title that his dad wanted. Oh, so
Cody,
as long as
let's not kid ourselves, Cody is eventually going to win that belt. Like,
but how many more years are we going to wait?
Don't think it's going to be another year.
And Cody Rhodes won his third Royal Rumble in a row.
Yeah, I really don't think Roman's losing the title before he beats Hogan's record. He's too close. Now, after Hogan, there's no way he's going to beat the other one.
Hold it for 8 years?
Yeah. Hogan's is the last, attainable record. And that's, September 13th or something is the timeline for that one. I just don't see him losing before then. It's too close. What's the point?
What sounds better to you, though? Here's my other way of thinking about it for the record.
I mean, he's got to hold that title for another 7 months.
What sounds better to you? The only people who have more titles than Hogan are Bruno Sammartino, Bob Backlund, or Bruno Sammartino, Bob Backlund, and Hulk Hogan. Having Hogan ahead of him almost puts the record over even more because he's being mentioned in the same group as him. But if you eliminate the Hogan obviously the most famous out of those people, then it's like, oh, the only people who have more than him are Bruno Sammartino, that 99% of people don't even know who he is, and Bob Backlund, that 98% of the people don't know who he is.
Right. And they could say
Hogan,
Roman Reigns beat Hulk Hogan's record for holding the championship.
Well,
that's
huge. Hogan doesn't have a record. Hogan is the number three. That's not a record.
Yeah, number three. Yeah. But still, if he's the number three of all time.
The record is Bruno.
But of all time.
Yeah, the record is Bruno.
But Roman being of the modern era, the longest reigning champion, that still matters.
That's already
I believe it was one CM Punk that said, not just the modern era. That's some buzzword they came up with in marketing. The only record that matters is Bruno's record. And Roman's not going
to
hold on.
Bruno's the only one who has a record. The other ones are just close to him. Nobody can pass Bruno. We're not in that day and age where you...
Well, no one thought that Roman was going to hold the title hostage for 4 years.
I know, but what's the difference between
I enjoyed maybe
and
2.5 of those 4 years.
I don't know.
Look, I just hope
Roman next month.
Look, I hope Roman loses that title soon. Like, whether it comes to the Elimination Chamber or Mania, I don't care. I just don't want to see him with the belt anymore.
Cody, this was the word that I was looking for. Cody said he's moving his own goalpost. And when people say that, usually it means sooner.
Yeah.
When you move a goalpost, it's showing you're going to do something sooner than you planned on it. That's what
that terminology means. Why did he look so upset?
The dude was smiling when The Rock was talking to him.
Was he? Because I saw a picture and he looked totally depressed and like he was going to be crying.
Well, first he did the serious handshake where he looked totally depressed. Then The Rock whispered a couple things in his ear. Probably said,
"You should have stayed in AEW.
Don't even worry about it." To do what? Wrestle in front of 600 people?
Who cares?
They hated him in AEW. Why would he stay? He got more cheers in one arena in WWE than his entire AEW career combined.
People have to agree with that.
Like, he had go away heat. He had go away heat in AEW.
He always got the crowd back. He always got the crowd back. He always did.
He was a babyface, and they were throwing his belt back into the ring. They were telling
him
to F up.
Yeah, because people are stupid, but that's fine. People are stupid.
So why would he go back then if they're stupid?
Why would he go to WWE and not win the title?
He is winning the title.
Because he's in the main event. He's literally the number one babyface in the company. He's selling merch, like, hand over fist. I don't know. Do you need me to go on?
Yeah, because the whole none of that matters if he doesn't get what he wants.
He's getting what he wants.
Going to get it.
Better.
He's getting it in front of 50,000 people in Australia, which would be probably even more hotter crowd than Mania.
Yeah, except for most people aren't going to watch it live because it's happening at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I'm pretty sure if they announce Cody is facing Roman in Australia, you're going to be up at 4 a.m. waiting to watch it.
I'm not going to lie to you. I probably will be, yeah.
I'm 100% going to be up. It's not like some, like, doesn't matter show like Saudi Arabia where they just book
This has serious implications on WrestleMania.
Yes, this is an extremely important show to watch. It's a stadium show before Mania. Like, that's huge.
So my buddy's texting me right now, and he's a casual, and he's all like,
so
why is the Rock getting booed on social media or whatever? And I'm like, dude, I've been telling you for years, Cody Rhodes is the man. Nobody wanted this match at the expense of Cody beating Roman.
That's why I just think that Cody winning the Rumble was a waste of time.
It's not
again,
because how else is
we don't know
face
where again
I
don't
told
know
you, they could have the men's elimination chamber match first and have him challenge the same night.
Then who's more worthy to win the Rumble then?
Have whoever's going to face Seth. So have it be Drew. Have it be Gunther. Have the winner challenge Seth, because then
it
that elevates Seth's championship because they just buried it.
The only other person they could have had win would have been Punk. And whether he was going to win, whether he was going to win before he got hurt, or it was always decided Cody was winning, we don't know.
Well, according to Meltzer, Punk was never going to win. It was always supposed to be Cody.
Yeah, well, according to Meltzer, AEW is worth $2 billion, and they have cage match ratings off the charts, so they're the best company on earth.
Well, AEW doesn't even know that every week.
I didn't even know what cage match was until all that shit started. AEW doesn't make you mad every week, Christina, please.
No, they don't. I'm never mad. I'm never mad.
I see at least four things on that show that piss me off every week.
Do you know why you're never mad?
Not me.
Do you know why you're never mad when you watch AEW? It's because you actually don't have any real attachment to these characters.
Oh, yes,
it's just
do.
Matches. So that's you like true. You like the moves they do in a match, and
that's
you don't
not true
care about the characters.
That's not true. It's like the complete
opposite.
So
you tell me AEW always has perfect booking. You always love everything you see.
Yes. I never have an issue with their booking. That's why I said it like a half an hour ago. I don't have an issue with how Tony books the show. I have an issue with their marketing. I am never mad after a show from AEW, ever. Like, I watch it, I'm like, yeah, that was good. I like
so
it. I had a good time.
That's why.
It's not inconsequential. It's that they're not doing stupid things like having Cody win the Rumble and then have him shaft his own match to The Rock. Dumb.
He's winning it at the Chamber.
We'll see.
He's not losing anything.
We'll see.
And he's going to face Orton.
Yeah, but even that, like, it's dumb. It's dumb. I don't like it. And I'm refusing to go to Money in the Bank now. I don't want to go. I don't want to give them a penny.
Hey, I'll see you in
Toronto. You're going to be crying.
I'm not going.
I'll see you in Toronto.
I'm not going. I'm absolutely not going. Plus, I hate Scotiabank Arena, like, so much. They're awful. They're awful.
I'll buy your go ticket if you want.
Nope.
I feel like people are just totally blowing this out of proportion.
That's exactly how I feel about it. No, however, I will admit I am not happy about it.
No, but
because I was hoping for a straight shot for Cody to WrestleMania.
But it's not blowing it out of proportion. It's we've become part of their PR, like, attempt to cover up the Vince thing. Oh, let's give them The Rock. He's shiny. And then everyone will forget that Vince
is something. I do agree with that.
That's what's happening right now.
I do agree with that. Because, well, like I said, this whole thing is a panic move. Because they need the PR right now.
Right. So their pawn in the whole thing was, well, we'll just bulldoze over Cody because, you know, he's the top baby face, so everyone will get over it. No. I would have rather anybody else win the Rumble than him, if this is what was going to happen. Figure it out. If he's not having the match at Mania anyway, then whether it's before or after Mania, who cares? The whole point is for it to be at Mania.
He didn't say he's finishing the story at WrestleMania. He said he's finishing the story of winning the title. If he had opportunities to win that title outside of Mania, you think he's going to say no? Like, let's talk in kayfabe world.
No, he's going to take it. But that's what I mean, though. So it doesn't matter. If you have
a chance at Roman Reigns, he's going to say, no, right. I'd rather save it. No.
No, but that's what I mean, is that he didn't need to win the Rumble then. Anyone else could have won the Rumble and picked Seth, and then it wouldn't be an issue. But
Cody literally said, what does finishing the story mean? Does it mean winning that title, or does it mean winning the title and then taking everything? So he's going to win the title, and taking everything is The Rock challenging Roman to try and take everything.
Right, but that whether means or not that Cody's wins, not good enough to take everything from him. He needs The Rock's
Cody
help.
Cody can't take away the title of tribal chief and head of the table. He's not Samoan.
Right, so that's then true. Why say that?
So who it's else dumb. Is going to do that?
But it doesn't need to be
is
him.
Is Cody going
to
have a
part
tribal
of him,
war?
But part of him finishing the story isn't, oh, but I'm going to get your big boy cousin to come beat you up. Like, that's dumb.
Yeah, because he's Samoan.
No. But that has nothing to do with Cody. The Rock could. The Rock came in before Cody said all this, and before Cody won the Rumble, and he said, "I'm the head of the table" or whatever. So now they just like threw Cody in to be like, "Oh yeah, this was my idea." It's dumb. It's dumb.
It's not dumb because this is the whole idea is Roman's whole thing is the title and his tribal chief status. The tribal chief status is within the bloodline.
But the
so
tribal
who's gonna
chief
take it away
status,
from him?
Right? But that
Jay
happened,
tried and he lost.
But that happened before Cody won the Rumble. Rock already said that. So for Cody to say I'm gonna take everything from you is stupid because Rock already said that 2 weeks ago before Cody won the Rumble. It has nothing to do with Cody.
How is Rock gonna do that unless
because
he gets
Rock and Roman could be non-title. And Rock could still win, and then Cody gets a match with Roman later. It doesn't matter.
No, that's even stupider.
Everything
because
is
then
dumb.
Roman
WWE
still has...
sucks.
Okay.
It's bad.
Dude,
it's
your
bad.
Company is borderline.
I like how she just
trash.
Explodes with that at the end.
Like, WWE sucks. Like, okay.
WWE sucks.
Okay.
Every
it's
event
trash.
Is selling out.
I don't care. Yeah,
whole
that's because
year.
People are stupid. That's why I'm not going to.
Oh, so everybody in the entire wrestling fan base is stupid for going to WWE shows.
If they're supporting this kind of bad booking, absolutely.
Christina, really?
I think what I've said booking. Has laid out. I think what I think is that's going to happen, and the purpose behind it lays it out so perfectly that it's like, oh yeah, of course that's the direction that they're going. It makes perfect sense.
If they ever followed something that made perfect sense, but they don't, they're dumb.
Okay. If they do what I say, they did a great job. If they just stick with, oh, it's just Rock versus Roman for the belt, then okay. Then I'll say, yeah, then you're right.
Yeah. Listen, if what you said happens, okay, fine. Do I like it? No, but it's better than what's currently going on because I don't want Cody versus Seth part 4.
If Cody
because
beats
Cody's
Roman,
not look, beating Seth again.
If Cody beat Roman at WrestleMania, what stops Roman from saying, I'm still the tribal chief?
The Rock. But that
when,
has nothing
why?
To do with Cody.
Why would The Rock not wrestle at WrestleMania 40? Where's he going to wrestle at?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that Cody should have never won the Rumble.
Yeah, he has to win the Rumble to get his match with Roman.
No, when he else doesn't. Because he could win Elimination Chamber and get a match with Roman. It doesn't matter.
This is the fourth time we've come back to this.
I know, but it's too late. If he wins at the Chamber, it's too late. Then the next show is WrestleMania. He doesn't have time.
But we already said that it doesn't matter because he's not fighting him at Mania anyways. He already lost his Mania match. So whether
he's facing him before
Elimination Chamber, whether it's Money in the Bank, whether it's Survivor Series, whether it's Backlash, whether it's Fastlane, whatever pay-per-view, it doesn't matter.
I can't wait to make the next episode of this podcast, and it's going to be called I Told You So. Because everything that I'm saying is what's going to happen. And you're going to say you're
okay,
right.
Okay, that is a bold, bold statement right there.
It's exactly what's going to happen.
Nobody knows what's happening.
He's moving up his goalposts, which means he's fighting Roman at Elimination Chamber, and he's going to beat him, maybe with The Rock's help, who knows. And then Rock and Roman
will be a non-title match. It better not be with The Rock's help. He better win that title clean.
No, like he might come and like, you know, if Jimmy and Solo try to do stuff, he takes them out. And just to even the playing field.
I don't know.
Or this special ref thing that you guys were discussing earlier.
Oh God, let's not go down that road. If he wins at Elimination Chamber, fine. But I still don't like it. I still don't like that he won the Rumble. Because the Rumble is for Mania. So if they decided to change that,
Cena's already done this. We've already seen this happen.
Yeah, I know, but
Cena already used his Rumble match early.
Cena is different. Cena is not in the same league as everybody else. Cena can do whatever he wants. Just like Rock can come out and go, oh, I'm having you at Mania.
I know, but at least there's a story there that makes sense. The minute this Tribal Chief storyline started, what did people think? Oh, The Rock should face Roman Reigns.
Yeah, okay, but we wanted The Rock and Roman at SummerSlam last year.
This pay-per-view, this WrestleMania, is going to be the end of the Bloodline storyline. It has to be the end.
We'll see.
Like, they have to end it at some point. It can't just be with a title.
Why can't it be with the title? If he doesn't have the title anymore, then what makes him the head? What makes him the Tribal Chief? He doesn't have anything over any of the other ones.
He can only lose the Tribal Chief status when he faces another Samoan. That's why the Tribal War at SummerSlam was such a big deal.
Yeah.
Because if Jay won, he would have been the Tribal Chief.
Yeah.
But he didn't win. The only person who can beat someone for the Tribal Chief crown is another Samoan.
Right.
That's why they never talk about that the Tribal Chief status when it's Randy Orton against Roman or something. But if it's The Rock, then yes, Rock is coming for that crown. It's separate from the title.
But, yeah, the Tribal Chief thing is.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But it's just...
So Cody said he's taking everything. He's taking the belt, and he's taking everything. And the way to take everything is...
But he can't say, I'm taking everything, when Rock is going to take the Tribal Chief from him. That's not Cody doing that. I don't like how it's positioned.
Well, it's Cody doing it because Cody's the one who's bringing The Rock to come in and do it.
Well, but yeah, he's not, though, like because Rock showed up. But the thing is that it's not Cody because Rock showed up by himself a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but he just said I'm the head of the idea of it. But
right.
he needs Cody to give him the opportunity.
Oh my God, that's even worse. Okay.
This is what they're going to say, that because Cody won the Rumble, he earned a title shot. Right? We know that. And he earns the WrestleMania main event. So Cody is taking the title shot and giving the main event to The Rock. That's his choice, quote unquote. He earned both, but he's giving half of it to The Rock. It makes sense to me. The more I'm talking about it, the more I'm like, yeah, it's clear as day. This is what's happening. Is this thing on?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Look, man, I hope you're right, because you're making some pretty bold claims here just about you being right. And I would hate for Christina to come back and be like, yeah, I told you so.
The next podcast is only going to have you two in it.
I see both sides of your argument.
I want Cody and Roman. I do not want Cody and Seth.
It's not going to be Cody and Seth, for sure. It's definitely, because Cody already said he wants that title. At least he made that statement. He said, I want that title, and pointed at it.
Yeah.
So we know for sure it's not Cody and Seth. That's definitely not happening. We don't even have to wait to hear about it. We know already it's not happening. I swear it's going to be what I said. It's the only thing that makes sense. He said he's moving his goalpost. You don't move it further back. You move it closer. So what's closer than WrestleMania? Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, and unless the goalpost is not just to, like, take the title, but the goalpost is also the whole tribal chief thing. It might not be timing. It might be all of what he's encompassing. So the timing might not have anything to do with it at all. The goalpost might not be time. The goalpost might be, my goal is to take your title and for you to lose your thing. And it might not have anything to do with when the match is going to happen.
It could be, but I mean, that remains to be seen.
I have very little faith.
Hey, that's Alex, why we have 2 months of booking to watch first. Yeah.
Do me a favor.
Okay.
That Rock and Cody segment from last night.
Yeah.
What are the likes and dislikes looking like on it right now?
You want to know them again?
Yes. Just to see.
For YouTube or for the Facebook post? Because I angry reacted every Facebook post last night.
The YouTube post.
So 2.5 million views, 79,000 likes, 317 dislikes. 17,000 dislikes. Yeah.
On how many views? 3 million? 100 million?
2.5 million. So what percentage is that? Well, what's 79?
I'm just in an argument with my buddy right now because he's a big Rock Mark.
So 2.5 million and 317,000?
Yeah.
Thirteen percent of the population angry reacted it.
Yeah, so and the others didn't react it at all. So
yeah, because they were so mad that they couldn't even.
Mm. But they have 2.5 million views and the thing only happened last night. Casuals are gonna see this clip and they're gonna smile. They're going to say, I don't even know who Cody Rhodes is, but I know who The Rock is, and he's wrestling at WrestleMania. That's so cool.
Well, that's exactly what my buddy. That's exactly what my buddy's doing.
So, I mean, like, the only people that are mad are the internet fans. The rest of the people are just, they're just watching.
I don't know if it's just internet fans. Like, WWE has a pretty hardcore fan base outside of the internet wrestling community. I hate using that phrase. Like, there are people that watch the product and don't spend all fucking day complaining about it online. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to see if I can find... okay, so for the post about the kickoff, like the WrestleMania kickoff, the Vegas conference or whatever, 5.1... So 5,100 people angry reacted it, 4,000 people liked it, and 971... gave it a heart. So more angry reacts than not.
What was the number? 59? 51?
So 5,100 angry.
Okay.
4,000 like.
Uh-huh.
And 972.
Oh, so it's even. It's like 200 difference.
Yeah. For
51 to 49.
For The Rock showing up, there was more likes than angry. I angry reacted all of these.
Well, let's just. Yeah.
It's definitely a heated.
What a shit debate. Show this whole show has turned out to be. But this, not our podcast. Least, I'm talking WrestleMania.
Yeah. No, but like, hey, it gets people talking, and people who are talking about it are probably going to buy it. And when you buy it, then they make money. So, I mean. They're not driving people away. Imagine if they were just like, Roman is not defending the title at WrestleMania this year. Okay, then everybody would be furious.
Yeah.
He is going to be there. Like, I mean, they're not telling us you're not getting something. We're getting something regardless, whether it's Cody, whether it's Rock. I mean, I'll admit, when Cody said the words not at WrestleMania, I said out loud, oh no.
Yeah, because you instantly pictured me losing my mind.
I did.
Because I was real mad. I just went to our group chat and just sent a bunch of angry reaction faces because I was so mad. Listen, if he gets a title shot and he fights Roman, I'm okay. But if he doesn't and it ends up being Cody and Seth, I'm not okay with that at all.
It's not going to be Cody and Seth. He's already said, I want that title. He's already dismissed Seth.
I hope so.
It's already confirmed. It's from his own mouth. He's not facing Seth. But then just an add-on thing about what the general public might think about the Rock-Roman thing. So I watched the SmackDown segment with my parents, and when the Rock and Roman were face-to-face, they were both smiling. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's what the average person is going to feel.
Look, I just hope they're cooking something.
They are.
Because this whole WrestleMania is turning out to just be one shattered dream after another.
But usually that's what happens at WrestleMania, is that you think something's going to happen and it ends up being something else.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The Vince regime was pretty shit. How many times did we get Brock and Roman?
Too many.
Five, I think.
So there's a post right now, and it says, how to main event WrestleMania. Option one, win the Royal Rumble. Option two, win Elimination Chamber. Option three, be The Rock.
Be The Rock.
Hey, man. He's The Rock. He's the biggest star ever in the history
of
WrestleMania.
My favorite one is fucking Cody and Rock hugging. The caption on it is in quotations. Like Rock's whispering in his ear, mid-carders don't get stories. I was like, that's so brutal. That's so brutal. Like, the guy's clearly not a mid-carder.
It's ridiculous.
I do love a good troll. Especially when it's directed at Cody Rhodes. Because then I get to imagine Christina's hilarious reactions.
Imagine like the side of Roman we would get if he were to lose the belt to Cody, knowing that maybe it's The Rock's fault. It's a different kind of Roman. We've just had this Roman where he's cocky, he thinks he's all that. Now he's pushed against the wall, he lost his title, he lost his, you know, 1,300-day reign. He's going to be furious. So it's like we're going to see a different side, a more desperate, angry...
And he's going to come up. And he's going to come at The Rock.
Yeah, and then he's coming, and then it's going to be him and The Rock at Mania.
The Rock's new shirt's pretty cool. Not going to lie.
The new shirt, yeah.
I didn't even notice. I was too mad.
Like it's
the one he wore last night.
I genuinely believe that what I am predicting is going to happen. Genuinely.
Listen, if that
happens... Honestly, as of right now, it's the best case scenario.
Yeah, that's the best case scenario. So I hope you're right. But
I hope you are too, man.
But I don't... I just don't know, because I don't trust any of this right now. So I hope you're right, but I wouldn't be surprised if you're wrong. I'll go with that.
I think Triple H is creative enough that he can come up with something.
If Triple H is able to call the shot... He's not on the board. Rock is on the board. Right, but Rock is on the board, so Rock could determine whatever he wants. Rock is in a higher position than Triple H is. So if Rock says, this is what we're doing, then that's what we're doing. That's the problem.
I just laughed because I saw some like post on Twitter that says like the current plan is for Cody Rhodes to face Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. And then someone replied underneath and said, only one person I blame for all this, and it's Carlito saying, Santos Escobar.
Oh my God.
Oh, of course. I mean, I blame him too.
Yeah.
You could just see, like,
Legado del Fantasma is pretty cool. I like that they brought them back.
I just came across the picture of Cody looking at Rock, like it's the back of Rock's head, like looking at Cody's face, and just his face. It's like Stardust face. It's a very unhappy face.
Or is he selling?
No. Mm. No.
No.
He's not selling. He doesn't look happy.
I hate that you've lost all hope for this.
I have. It's over.
No, it's over for me. Your guy's still in. You're fine.
Yeah, my guy's still in, but he's...
Brad's guy's...
At least, like... Yeah, but I wish, like... It'd be better for Cody to be hurt. It'd be better for Cody to be hurt than to go through this crap.
Well, think about what you're saying there. I don't know.
Well,
about
I don't
that.
Actually want him to be hurt, but still.
I don't know about that, but I get where you're coming from.
I just feel like regardless of whatever happens, they could have figured out a different way to have Cody versus Roman. I would have rather him lose the chamber or lose the Rumble and then figure something out at Chamber.
It just sucks because like the last episode we had, we were all riding high. We were so happy about it. And then all this happens.
it's been an insane month of news.
Yeah. Just ridiculous.
I blame Jack Perry for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
It all goes back to Jack Perry.
Yeah. Actually, I did see a post that said there's only one man that's responsible for all of these things. And it was Jack Perry saying real glass.
Yeah. Because now Punk is glass. He gets injured every match. And they've ruined Cody. So
they haven't ruined Cody. They booked Cody terribly, but they haven't ruined him. And for all we know, we don't know this is the end of the end game yet.
We'll see.
Look, I'm just trying to keep some positivity on your side here.
I saw a thing and it's like the video from the segment of Rock and Roman has surpassed 300,000 likes in under 15 hours. It's the most disliked WWE YouTube video of all time. And then someone commented with a picture of The Rock laughing and says, those 300,000 will still be watching WrestleMania.
No, 100%.
So there you go.
How about 299,998 people will be watching?
Okay, I'll make sure to DM Cody that and let him know you're not.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, this girl's a huge fan, but because you're not doing what she wants you to do, she's not watching the show.
Yeah.
Right.
So I hope you can understand.
He could.
While your legions of adoring fans attend the show and watch you at home.
Also, well, I highly recommend.
I know people going.
You know people going?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
My friend Matt and Luis go every year.
Yeah. I highly recommend you watch the CM Punk vlog on YouTube if you haven't.
I still haven't checked it out. I have to.
About his Rumble week leading up to it and everything. There's a lot of good stuff in there.
Probably I don't think I'm emotionally ready.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like,
if I'm being honest with you, I don't know if I want to watch that.
It's good. Like, you're going to see him in a way that I think people don't realize. Like, this, at the end of the day, it's a human being. That has like he has a real life and all there's a lot of good stuff. No, but he does talk about her at one point.
I'll have to check
it's definitely
out.
Worth watching. And it goes by real quick.
I'm just so bummed out, man. I'm bummed out for Cody. I'm bummed out because of Punk. I'm bummed out because Vince actually turned out to be a fucking weirdo. Like this
not
sucks.
Just Vince, but even like the Bellas or whatever, the Garcia twins, they even had to put out a statement and everyone's like, why are they putting out a statement? It's like,
because their mom's named Laurinaitis.
Yeah, Laurinaitis is their stepdad. Like that's and gross too.
Well, did you also see Laurinaitis' lawyer has said that he's a victim in all this?
No.
Yeah,
oh my God.
His lawyer came out and said he's a victim and not a predator.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, wow! Oh my God.
Disgusting.
Just the boldness of some of these people, man. Like,
I feel...
It blows my mind.
I feel like if Punk wasn't hurt and didn't come out and didn't cry and everything, which was so painful to watch, because, like, as much as I'm still weirded out by the fact that he's back in WWE, like, I love Punk, like,
he
so
looked
much.
Genuinely
he was
heartbroken. Got that
it.
He... Yeah.
Completely gutted.
He was so upset.
And then you see Cody, like, upset as well. I'm just like, what are they doing? Like, why is no one happy except for The Rock? Yeah. Like, for real. And I guess Drew, because Drew's awesome right
Drew's
now.
Drew's having the time of his life. I
he
love
is.
Drew McIntyre.
And I, like, love it. I'm here for it. Like, I love that. But, like, it's just so... Something's not sitting right with me and it's bothering me more and more. The more I see like all these upset people just in general, And I'm not saying that as like pro AEW because they're all upset too. But like,
it's just, well, yeah, they're also upset. They're beating each other up every day.
Wow, there's a lot of shenanigans over there, but I don't know.
Well, then I don't know. And everybody was talking about how like morale at WWE was on the up and up all the time, and now like all this shit happens, and everybody's like, oh well, what the hell?
Right.
It was terrible. Look, Triple H, I hope you have a Hail Mary game plan to fix all this, man. I really hope you do, because you're kind of screwed come WrestleMania if you don't fix any of this.
Well, if he doesn't, I think Alex's plan is the only plan that could fix it.
That's like, the best possible booking solution for it.
Like, that is the Hail Mary play.
If that's not it, then, man,
like,
I don't know.
If that doesn't happen, like, how? Like, what? Like, what are they going to do? What are they going to do?
I don't know.
Because the thing is that if Cody...
Wait, hold on. I got it. Double Knight, Fall of the Bloodline. Cody somehow gets Roman for the title night one and beats him. Night two, it's Roman Rock.
Okay, so again, we've diminished Seth's title. The problem is that there's... No, but...
Christina, they brought that title out and literally said, this is only here because Roman's holding the other one hostage.
Yeah, but it's
They buried
still
it from the get-go.
But the thing is that Seth elevated it. Seth is the reason why that title matters. So if they don't put that title in a main event, night one or night two, that's problematic.
We don't even know if Seth's making the show.
It might as well be Intercontinental. He's making the show. It might as well be an Intercontinental title then, if it's a secondary title.
They've already presented it as one, aside from putting it on Seth Rollins.
Well, but they put it on Seth Rollins and Seth defends it constantly in order to make sure that championship is on par. Because the other title's not defended at all. It's just like, ooh, it's on Roman, so like that's cool.
I think Roman defended it like four times this year.
What if they did this? What if they did this? Now I'm starting to think outside the box big time. What if they had Cody come out on Raw and people are just like so upset and they're wondering why he would do this. And he's trying to explain and he's not making any good points and people aren't having it. CM Punk comes out.
Ooh.
And says, I had Rock take my main event from me and it was the worst thing that ever happened. And now you're handing it to him.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Cody could challenge, like, maybe it's Cody versus The Rock, and the winner faces Roman at Mania.
For the right to face Roman.
Yeah, but you think that, Cody's going to beat The Rock?
No. I wrote that off a little too quick.
There's no way Cody's beating The Rock. There's no way.
If he does, I'd be stoked.
Yeah, but the thing is that it wouldn't happen, because then who's going to dethrone the Tribal Chief?
Rock, after he's already lost to Cody? Yeah,
right.
That wouldn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
This whole thing sucks, man.
It's messy.
All these variables suck. I hope... Look, like I said, I hope they have a Hail Mary game plan.
The only like, Hail Mary is what Chamber, Alex said. Yeah.
Yeah. Chamber is going to be a huge show now. Is what I'm thinking. Because it's going to have huge implications for WrestleMania.
Well, listen, they needed to... Because Chamber wasn't selling like what they thought it was going to, so they needed something. So they have to...
Why? Yeah. They already sold like 50,000 tickets.
I heard that they weren't selling like what they thought that they were going to sell.
Well, they
It is underperforming, but they're still selling a lot of tickets.
Yeah.
Well, let me see. I'm going to check WrestleTix right now.
From what I read, it was underperforming, but it's still pretty much on track to sell out. We've been doing this for almost 2 hours now.
So the last update,
a short podcast.
The last update from WrestleTix was January 25th, and they had 43,000 tickets sold.
What's the capacity of the venue? Where is the venue?
It's, I don't know, West Australia or some
W whatever. I don't know where.
So
it is.
I'm reading something here.
The setup is for 49,000. They sold 43.
Okay.
Hear me out. I want to hear what you guys think about this. This is from WrestleOps on Twitter. Some believe that The Rock pushed for the move and likely would have no matter what, given his $30 million stock payday is, in part contingent on him hitting certain milestones. Sources familiar with the situation believe one of these milestones was Dwayne Johnson returning to the ring this year, and that Johnson pushed for the match to happen sooner than later with the idea he felt Roman Reigns versus The Rock was the far bigger attraction for the company. So it is very possible that no matter who was injured or not, Cody versus Roman would not have taken place at WrestleMania because The Rock was back in the game and the most important members of company management were going to acquiesce to Dwayne Johnson's ideas.
Yeah.
But then the first comment is, but then why book Cody to win the Royal Rumble?
Right. That's exactly it.
Because
why would Cody win the Rumble? It doesn't make sense. Yeah. Cody winning the Rumble is the problem. If Cody never won the Rumble, I would have no issue with this. But they had Cody win the Rumble for no reason.
It's pretty obvious based on Cody winning and how he acted after winning that he was supposed to go after Roman, I think.
Right.
Yeah, The Rock, I think we can...
with authority.
Yeah. The Rock, I think we can all agree, is only here right now because of all the shit that has just hit the fan.
Right.
So let's write what I just read off completely. I just thought it was a cool theory to run by you guys. But, well, it's not even cool, really. It's just saying The Rock shoehorned his way in. But still, I just thought I would run it by you and see what you thought.
Yeah,
believable.
I maintain that Cody shouldn't have won the Rumble.
But I think the original plan was for Cody to win the Rumble and go after Roman.
Right, but the thing is that there's no way that on the day of the Rumble, they didn't already know that they needed to do a Hail Mary to figure out how to cover up the Vince stuff. Right? Like, they knew that.
That's the whole thing, right? They're scrambling at this point to set something up because of everything that's happened. So, like you said earlier, Christina, it's messy. Like, it's super sloppy.
Yeah.
They have to figure out a way within the next 2 months to streamline it. Like, the whole thing's in a knot right now, right? Yeah. And they have to kind of just undo it and make it as straight as possible. There's probably going to be a bunch of smaller knots in the rope, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, they've got to clean it up because it's chaos right now. I hope Alex is right. I hope that Cody gets a match at Elimination Chamber. That's fine. He wins the championship.
That's the best case scenario.
And then Rock and Roman at Mania for the tribal chief status. Fine. I'm okay with that.
Roman's got to go over, though.
But if Roman's got to go over Rock.
Because Roman's not losing twice in a row.
Well, no.
Like he's losing to Cody at Chamber, but he's got to beat Rock.
Right. Because if Cody gets another match with Roman and loses again, I am just as over it.
Yeah.
Then again, like, what's the point of Cody winning two Rumbles back-to-back 26 years since the last time someone's done that and all this other crap for him to give up his Mania match and lose?
Yeah.
Then the obvious choice would have been go after Seth's title because he's already beat him three times. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just, there's so many issues.
There's a lot.
What if Cody loses? Now I'm just trolling. Cody loses at Chamber.
Yeah.
Rock beats Roman at Mania. And
holds the title to beat Bruno Sammartino's record.
And Damian Priest cashes in on The Rock.
So I heard that, well, I didn't hear, but some people were saying Cody versus Seth, Cody wins, Damian cashes in. So Cody loses the championship right away. Because Damian has to cash in. And
I'll
I don't
tell
think
you why.
Damian's going to lose.
Damian's got till June or July to cash in, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got all the time in the world.
But I'll tell you why it won't be that scenario with Seth, because they're not going to give Cody's first world title Seth's belt.
They better
not. It's got to be the WWE title, because that's the story. Cody won't even challenge. He hasn't even challenged Seth.
Yeah.
He doesn't even want it.
We'll see.
I can picture something on Raw this week where he's about to challenge Seth, but then realizes, like, hey, this isn't what I want, like, deep down. And then he backtracks at the last second and runs off, and then he shows up on SmackDown and just says, fuck this, I'm going after Roman.
Well, I think he is on, you said he's on SmackDown this week coming too, right?
He's advertised on SmackDown this week.
It's Roman and Cody at the Chamber. For sure. And this whole thing about, oh, Roman's not scheduled for the Chamber, that was all coming out before all this CM Punk injured, Vince, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Roman's going to
all
have
that stuff
work.
Happened before. Now they need Roman because they need the star power. They just lost all those people from appearing in Australia.
Yeah.
Now they
yeah.
need Roman. They were going to have that show without Roman, and they were fine because they had Punk and they had Brock and they had whoever. Now they don't, so they need Roman to be there.
Did you guys hear the whole plan for Brock, by the way?
He was
supposed
to face, like,
eliminated
Dominic,
Dominic Mysterio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fight Dominic at Elimination Chamber and then somehow end up with Gunther at WrestleMania.
Right.
Why the hell do I want to see Brock Lesnar beat up Dominic Mysterio?
I mean, I wouldn't mind that match.
It would be fun watching Brock.
I love Dirty Dom.
Last for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But, like, come on, there's no believability there that Dom would even stand a chance.
But Brock's best matches are against smaller guys.
I get that.
So he does better with, like, the high-flying kind of little people versus, like, the big, strong guys. Because, like, his matches with Roman, terrible. Match with AJ, amazing. Match with Daniel Bryan, amazing. It's just...
His matches with Roman were really bad. Except
yeah,
for Mania 31.
He's not great with other big guys. He's just not. He needs those littler guys to kind of put him over.
Climb on him.
Yeah. I don't... What a mess.
Look, in a weird, sick way, I'm kind of excited to see where all this goes. Because we weren't... Like we said, like it was kind of unpredictable before, but now we have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So in a way, it's kind of good.
It's intriguing for sure.
Exactly. It adds a whole new element of, holy God, what are we going to do now?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So in that regard, I'm kind of excited. Mm-hmm. Because we genuinely have no clue where any of this is going. Except Bayley versus Io Sky.
Right.
Right.
That's cool that's the first match announced for Mania.
Yeah, very cool,
actually. It puts a lot of attention on them, which is great.
And again, good for freaking Bayley, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so thrilled for her. Like, I couldn't be happier with how that played out.
Mm-hmm. I'll be so happy, too, when Sasha's raising her hand in the middle of the ring at WrestleMania.
Okay, I'll call you when Dynamite is in Boston in March. Dynamite's in Boston in March. That's what she's going to come out.
Oh, are they in Boston in March?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Is that why they're saying she's going to be there in March?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who's going to say it's boss time? If they say it's boss time, I'm never...
They won't say it's boss time because she's Monet.
Yeah, but she's from Boss Town.
That's not why they say it's boss time. It's because she's a legit boss.
Yeah, I know, but...
Alex, why are you reaching, man?
I'm unfollowing AEW on all social media. I'm done.
I'm going to unfollow WWE on all social media. I'm done. I'm done. I hate them anyway.
I'm unfollowing social media.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Legit.
Oh my God.
Right. Sometimes I do actually feel like, though, that maybe wrestling would be a lot more fun if I wasn't so caught up into the whole internet side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do.
Right, well, I think that's a good place to put a pin in it for now. We'll see what happens.
I hate the internet.
After.
Bye.
Well, let's see. Internet. Yeah, we'll have to kind of see the next... Whatever happens on all of these different things, whatever happens with the Vince scandal, what's going to happen with Cody and Rock and Roman, that whole mess, what's going to happen with Seth, and I'm sure we're going to end up having to podcast before or after Chamber for sure.
Yeah, I think this week coming up right now is going to be
super important. We're probably going to have to resuscitate
Christina.
It's going to be critical. So, oh, my God. Ugh.
They'll have to respond for sure to the reaction.
Yeah.
Imagine Cody loses.
What's that?
Imagine Cody loses a chamber.
Cody loses to Roman.
But I could totally see that happening because this is what they do. And then they're going
to
say,
"This has to be the. He didn't have enough.
He didn't have enough hardship yet. Yeah. Okay.
It has to be the year this year.
This is why I don't like long term booking, because long term booking can screw you over in
But it also keeps you invested in the show.
Does it though? Because their long term booking screwed. Sting, it screwed a whole bunch of other people.
Look how passionately you care about Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, but that's not because of WWE.
But yeah, if you came also in his first match, won the title, you wouldn't care as much.
You wouldn't care as much. 100% you wouldn't.
Yeah, but not his first match. But I mean, this is his third WrestleMania.
Yes. Second one for the world title, possibly.
Well.
Possibly.
Again, well, it will be, but he'll be defending it against Orton.
Nothing regarding Cody Rhodes in WrestleMania is set in stone yet. So I have... God, I just really hope Triple H has something planned.
Yeah, no way they're just going to throw The Rock out there and not know what they're doing with everybody else.
It's going to be with the return of Shane McMahon, and it's going to be Cody versus Shane. You'll see.
Oh my God!
If Triple H didn't have his medical issues, this would be perfect.
That would be awesome, actually. So we've had the best possible scenario presented today, and the worst possible scenario presented today in Shane McMahon.
I don't know. We will see. Mm-hmm.
You can follow us on Facebook.
What if Cody
Circle Podcast? Cutting you off.
What if Cody has he finds a way to mix polka dots into his American Nightmare gear the night he wins the title?
Oh my God, don't make me start crying.
How cool would that be?
Maybe they should have a Madison Square Garden show with the title on the line, and then Cody wins, but it's a dusty finish, and then they take the belt away from him.
That's what I'm worried about.
Why? What is wrong with you, Alex?
I don't know, I just think you get sadistic thoughts.
These are the things that I worry about, that they're going to say he did win the championship. Just break the throne all over again.
He finished the story, then he quit.
It goes back to AEW? Alex's dedication to the bit of just hating on Cody Rhodes is amazing.
I just like trolling Christina.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, that too.
I get it.
I mean, it is rather fun.
Mm-hmm. So follow us on Facebook, Squared Circle Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes and any podcast platform, the Squared Circle Podcast.
If you want to email us, our email is CodyRhodesIsLame@hotmail.com.
Oh my God, that's not actually a real email. Don't email that.
What do you mean this email address is already taken?
Oh, damn it.
Someone help me.
Well, we need a new one then.
Oh God! All right. Okay, we'll
see what happens
with
the chamber. And
yeah, we'll definitely be
following
soon.
The road to WrestleMania.
Very, very closely.
Gross.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning
in.
Bye.
Bye.